It's pretty straightforward. A driver pulls into a spot, but rather than use the coin-operated or pay-and-display meters, activates a smartphone and charges the time to a credit account. The holdup, explains Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer, is a need to get parking officers' equipment up to speed.
My officers who issue tickets have what are called handheld ticket writers. And our ticket writers were probably 7-8 years old, so we had to get a concurrent RFP out to get our ticket writers upgraded.
Once that happens, parking officers will check to see if a coin meter is still running or if there's a receipt from a pay-and-display purchase. If not, the next step is to scan the vehicle's ID and be advised whether the time is paid for. Helfer says while people using the smartphone option might not have a printed receipt, they will have proof of purchase on their phones in the event an officer makes a mistake.
The good thing about pay by cell is people will always have an electronic record. So let's say somebody did pay at 3:30 and we came along and made a mistake and ticketed them at 3:45. And we will market this and promote it and put it on our website. We just want those people to immediately plead not guilty to that ticket, the reason why, that they paid by cell, they have an electronic record. We can go right to the back end, check that, and then clear that ticket if we made a mistake.
There's just one catch. When the smartphone option finally arrives, coming with it will be a 10-cent surcharge. Meanwhile, coin-operated and pay-and-display options will still be available. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.